USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Negotiations continuing between the White House and Democratic Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, on a new stimulus proposal. White House Communications Director Alyssa Farrow saying the new offer is an increase from the previous one.
We are willing and eager to make a deal, and we're willing to come up on the levels that we're giving in terms of direct payments to the American people, potentially PPP loans, as well as airline aid. We're still looking at, we want to keep that number below $2 trillion, but some progress being made. We want to think that the speaker is operating in good faith, and we could have some progress in the near future.
Pelosi sending a letter to her Democratic colleagues saying the $1.8 trillion offer from the administration was one step forward, two steps back. President Trump set to deliver remarks in the Rose Garden at 2 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook from Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you. But you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.